So we're going to just segue right into a segment with R&B artist Kiki Wyatt. She's the national spokesperson for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, NCADV. This is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we would not have you uninformed. So let's go on and talk with Kiki Wyatt. It's 9:41.
Well, good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live. Right now during this segment, we're going to speak with a wonderful R&B recording artist star that I've got a chance to become familiar with through the TV1 show R&B Divas, Miss Kiki Wyatt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, welcome into the program.
I have to tell you,
Kiki, I really got a chance to get to know you and your family and all the ladies through this television show, R&B Divas, on TV1. I really, really enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm glad you do.
Yes.
Tell me it all, my drama.
But hey, you know, it's you all being you all, and that's the beauty of it. Because, you know, I don't think there's anybody alive who doesn't, at some point in their lives, have some kind of drama. All right?
Right. And they seem to record mine every single time.
Oh, that's quite all right, girl. I feel you. Okay, just as a fan of the show, will there be a season two?
I can't say, but the first one was so good that it would be stupid not to have.
Okay, I agree with you. So I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and look forward to that. And I'm also going to be looking forward to the tour when you ladies go on tour. I'm just throwing that out there, okay?
Yes, we are.
All right, now we're going to talk about a topic that's a little close to your heart. You are the spokesperson for the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's, of course, an organization for women, battered women, and men, and children. And, you know, our main goal is to make sure that every home is a safe home so that no one gets hurt or killed even. So we reach out to people who have been battered, and I know firsthand because it's happened to me. And so I know the signs to look for and all that good stuff.
All right, so now for those in our audience who might not know, who might not have seen your story through R&B Divas, the TV show on TV1, why don't you enlighten them? Give us a bit of your background that brought you to want to reach out and work with this organization, Domestic Violence, a National Coalition Against Domestic Violence.
Well, people that know who Kiki Wyatt is know that I had the whole Christmas incident back in 2001 with my first husband, the stabbing incident, where I was simply just trying to save my life. People know about it. Of course, people judge me really, really bad. And, you know, I always tell people don't judge unless you know. Live in those shoes, step in those shoes, walk in those shoes, and then you judge. If you can judge after that.
You know, it's interesting. As you as a woman, being a victim of domestic violence, why do you feel people were so judged you? In what way did they judge you?
Well, they judge me because they did not know me. And when people don't know you, they always go off of what they've heard. And, you know, all they heard was that I stabbed my husband. They didn't know why. They didn't know what was deep underneath the surface. But what they don't realize is I was being choked. I could not breathe. And I wanted to breathe. So I was in the kitchen over the sink being choked half to death. And, you know, I saw something sitting there. It was little bitty. It was a whole block. I picked up the smallest one I could reach, and I saved my life. Now, some people think that that's violent, and they think that that's crazy, and that makes for a crazy person. But, honey, you'd be surprised how many women are actually walking around out there today simply because they did the same thing I did.
Right, and in my opinion, because I understood or heard the story when I was watching the TV show, there is no shame in that. There's no shame in
It's not, but at the same time, it's very embarrassing, and, you know, I'm a lovable creature. Like, my heart is a big pot of sugar pie, and, you know, to know that I hurt someone that I love, it really hurt me deep inside, but I have to realize too that he was trying to hurt me, and it's either his life or my life.
There you go.
And I had a new baby at the time, and you know, he's gonna be raised by his mama.
Right. You were instinctively doing what you needed to do to protect yourself.
But I didn't think that that was crazy. But like I said, people just go off of what they hear is, you know, Kiki Y, reek, 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 you know.
Right, without
and
knowing.
And they make jokes. Yeah, they make jokes. And it hurt for a while. Now I just laugh at them like, hi, you stupid. Whatever. Basically, you don't get it.
Because it is a part of the growth process. Now, you mentioned about signs to look for. And oftentimes, is it because we sometimes repeat the patterns of our parents, whether we consciously realize it or not? Or is it because we get caught up in that youthful feeling of, ooh, love, and don't really fully understand the dynamics of being in a relationship and what to look out for?
I think it's really a combination of both. I think that somehow we're automatically attracted to the same types of people, for one, and then for two, of course, you all goo-goo-eyed and stupid and think that this is just your sugar bunny, your hun bun, you know.
Girl, my hand goes up to that. Yeah, I understand. Been there, done that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all have. It just some of us choose to stay and some of us choose to leave right away. Me, I grew up in a Christian home and my mother stayed. And so I tried to stay and I stayed. I got married at 18 and I left when I was 28 and I'm 30 now. You know, we weren't together for the last 2 years that we were in the same house. But I think it's definitely a combination of both. I really do. And the signs that I always tell girls to look for is when the guy is upset and he starts beating on a wall, throwing stuff, stomping, all up in your face. Oh, honey, the next time he hits something, it's going to be you, and then it's going to be, oh, baby, I'm so sorry. I love you. I swear to God I'll never do it again, and all this stuff, you know. And then he gets mad again and pissed off, and he does it again. And they really don't want to do it again, but they get so angry, and they've, you know, whipped up enough what I call liquid courage. Mm-hmm. When they drunk on that old liquid, you know, it gives them that courage. Well, in my situation, he would get, you know, liquid courage. And
right.
When that liquid courage kicks in, then he starts kicking.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
I know it's not funny, but I have to laugh about it now in order to get through it to help other people. But if he does it once, he will definitely do it again. And you can bet your bottom dollar, you can put your life on it.
Now, let's let listeners know that you're out of that relationship. You moved on. Right now, you're remarried.
Yes, and happy. I really am. Right. I've been putting that boy through so much.
Because you want young ladies and even some women who might not be young but have continued to stay in that domestic or that abusive relationship, you want them to know that, you know, there is life after when you decide to stand up and take and take your life into your own hands. Take responsibility
yes.
for yourself. Don't be afraid. Yes. Step up and step
no,
out.
No, don't. And you need to know that if God can get you out of that situation, why wouldn't he bless you with something better? The first time he knew you was dumb and young, you know, and you didn't really know about none. But now that you know, God can bless you with what you are looking for and what you need. Because when I tell you, Michael, he's not only what I want and what I was looking for, he's also what I need, because he's very patient, because I'm a very damaged individual now from that situation, from growing up in my own family as a child. So God knows what you need. And if he gets you out of it the first time, he knows what you can bear.
There you go. There is always a brighter day, but you have to believe.
It
you
is.
Have to
yes,
believe.
You do.
Right.
If you take one step, God will take 10.
How about that?
Just take one and he'll take 10.
So, Kiki, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What are some of the key things you want women or listeners to know? What's the takeaway from this interview? What's the key thing or key set of things that you'd like all of our listeners, especially the women out there that are listening, to know?
That they are special and that they are beautiful inside and out, whether other people think so or not, and that they need to know that, because I fight with that every day. I fight with it all the time. And they need to know their worth, period.
Their worth. Their worth. You know, and it's interesting to hear you say that because for me, you know, watching the show, you're such a beautiful woman. Beautiful woman. You have the, what, 6 children? Beautiful family. But
Thank you. It's
all about just finding that place within yourself where you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still trying to get there. I'm not all the way there. When I look in the mirror, I see everything that's wrong. I don't see everything that's right.
And we tend to do that. Yeah.
And that's God's honest truth. You know, people are like, you're so pretty. How could you think? And I'm just like, well, beauty is definitely in the eye of the beholder. It just is. You know, and I'm trying to get there. But once you've been put down so much all your life, you know, you tend to not see what other people see. But I'm getting there. And with God and with family and with, you know, therapist or whatever,
yes.
You know, going to counseling and all that stuff. I mean, it helps. It
Almost
really does.
Definitely. You know, it's interesting you talk about counseling. When I was watching the show and one of the segments, you were a little bit reticent initially about going to counseling. I was sitting there at home saying, girl, do it, do it, do it. I'm a big proponent of seeking the counseling that you need to help just kind of work through those internal issues to get you to a better place. And it's a growth process.
Yeah, and I will say this. I'm biracial. I'm mixed,
right.
Which it really don't have nothing to do with anything. But, you know, I have the white side and then I have the black and Indian side. Well, the white side doesn't have a problem with going. It's the black side that has a problem with going. And we as black people need to understand that it's okay. It's okay to go see somebody. Stop sweeping stuff under the rug because in the end it's just going to come back and it's going to bite everybody and it's going to hurt everybody worse. Stop sweeping stuff under the rug and simply go and get help. It's not weird. You're not a dork. You know, ain't nothing wrong with you. You just, everybody needs somebody to talk to.
And there you go. And I am so glad you brought that point home to many of the ladies and also the men that are listening in our audience. Now, you talk about saving our daughters, this being Domestic Violence Month. Let's talk on that topic just a minute.
It's basically the same thing like with NCADB. It's to help women and girls that go through this same foolishness, and we have to put a stop to it. It has to be stopped. I've lost my best friend to it. She was murdered by her children's father because she simply didn't want to be with him anymore because of the abuse, and he killed her. They weren't even together anymore. He came to pick up the kids and took them to his mother's house, came back, killed her and her boyfriend. So we have to have knowledge. We have to know what is safe, what is not safe for whatever. If you're just getting out of a relationship with someone, don't go meet that man to give him the kids, or don't let him know where you live right away.
Yeah.
My first husband, it's been how many years now? And he's just now able to come to my house and pick up his kids. You understand?
Yeah.
We have to be smart. So that's what we're all about, is being smart and knowing what to do and what not to do to stay alive.
And these are the things that when ladies who are in need can reach out to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence and then get the counseling and the help and the guidance that they need. Before I let you go, Kiki, speak to the fellas, the men in our audience.
I'll say this. Everybody's not a bad man, because I have 4 sons and I will raise them to be perfect gentlemen. But I'm tired of the men always getting a bad rap. All men are not bad men. All men are not abusers, but the abusers that are out there, you need to get your life straight. I mean, you really do, because it ruins women and children's lives. Just get it together. God forgives, and all you got to do is ask for forgiveness. But then you have to be willing to make the change, because if you are not willing, it won't be done, period.
R&B recording artists, one of the stars of R&B Divas on TV One, my new favorite personality. I love you so much. Thank you so much, Miss Kiki
Wyatt. Thank
you. Yes, yes.
Thank you. You guys can also check us out on Oxygen. We're playing on Oxygen now.
Awesome, awesome. So for those that didn't get a chance to see R&B Divas on TV One, you can see it on Oxygen. Currently.
Absolutely.
Right. And I would highly recommend to our listeners, tune in and check it out. Miss Kiki Wyatt, thank you so very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.